Now, let me offer you, there's going to be so many things we're going to cover and we're going to do that in order for you to be able to really retain it, your brain needs kind of some triggers that will remind you of the basic content of this. So you might want to write these four words down. The first word is the word perception. Perception. This is a core principle of life. And that principle is simple. Whatever you perceive is going to be true for you. Whatever you perceive is going to be true for you, so you better control your perceptions. Don't let your perceptions be controlled by others. And we're going to learn lots of ways to change our perceptions and therefore immediately change the way we feel, the way we behave, the way we think. You know, if somebody perceives that the witch doctor has pointed at them and put a hex on them and they're going to die of a heart attack, when a person believes that with certainty, they give an unquestioned command to their body and their heart stops. Happens in all the cultures of the world. That's the power of perception. Perception can make you feel euphoric or it can make you feel depressed about the same thing. It just has to do with how you structure perception. Most of us are running around allowing our perceptions to be shaped by others or shaped by old scripts, old dialogues, old belief structures that we never really consciously designed, and we're paying the price for them. So one of the things we're going to do is show you a variety of ways of changing perception. Another key word for your file cabinet is going to be the word physiology. And when you change your physiology, it changes your perception. So this is huge leverage. It is the great gift your creator has given you. Most of us have not consciously used our physiology effectively. We want to do that. And you might want to notice right now because you have a lot of old habits. Old habits are you sit in a chair with a notebook and you go into a deep trance. Now one important way to keep your physiology up, besides breathing and being up, is to yell back the answers to what we're talking about because that'll keep you in what we call uptime. Uptime is where your mind is fully active. It's easy to be passive, but if you have to communicate out loud, that's why I ask you to do that, it'll keep you up there. So you want to do that? Yes or no?
Yes.
Outstanding. Third key word is the word rapport. Rapport. Rapport offers you a really simple distinction, and that is anything you want to achieve in your life, anything you want to learn, any skill you want to master, anything you want to see or do or experience or have, there's somebody else out there in the world who can help you do it more rapidly, more effectively, if they wanted to help you, that is. But no one's going to want to help you unless you first help them to get what they really want. You're never going to know what they really want unless you first develop a relationship of rapport, a relationship of total responsiveness with that person. So we're going to show you a variety of ways to have to get rapport all the way down to sitting next to a stranger and, again, feeling what they're feeling without them even talking. And then lastly is the word strategy. Strategy. And a strategy is a consistent way to get a result. Once you know the strategy for something, you get the result again and again and again and again. It's no longer a question, can you get the result? You can do it at will, as often as you want. And there are all kinds of strategies. Most of our strategies are unconscious in nature. For example, if you've ever been like feeling really creative and things are flowing through you, if that's happened more than once in your life, you have a strategy for being creative. Here's the problem. You don't know what it is. So hopefully the environment triggers you to feel that creativity. But once you know what the strategy is, you can get yourself creative on call in a millisecond for the rest of your life. In life, you're not competing with everybody. It's so much easier than that. So few people even know that have not even decided that they're going to win the game. And if you don't have enough reasons to follow through on it, nothing else is going to help you. And so this is a good metaphor because games are a reflection of life. The way you play a game very often is how you play life. Not absolutely, but very often what most of you do is you get in the game and you don't decide on what the outcome is and you start playing. Or you get in the game, you know the outcome, but you don't decide to win. Well, it's not that important. Maybe life is. Maybe giving your all is what the important thing is, not whether you win or not. If you decide to win, you're going to have to give your all. Decide just to play, you don't have to. There's a strategy for most things in life. There's a way to really win in your relationships. There's a way to really win financially every time, long term. There's a way to win in any area if you know what the strategy is.